Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and as usual, I'm speaking to you from the borough of Queens in New York City. It is the 30th day of August, 2022. Do like to remind you, I write a newsletter that covers mostly mining shares, exploration companies, as well as economic situations. They discuss the economy and where I think that how that might impact the various markets that we cover in my newsletter. Miningstocks.com is the place to go to subscribe to my letter. Also, like to mention, J. Taylor Media is a place that you can go to listen to this show afterwards. Always go to J. Taylor Media. Or YouTube, or other places, of course, Voice America as well. You can listen to it live, and shortly thereafter, Voice America has the show available there. I do want to thank all of you for listening to the show and invite you to send along whatever questions or comments you have about this show. We always like to hear from our listeners. Whatever comments you have, we'd like to hear what you have to think about the show. Also want to thank our sponsors, as always, because without them, there would be no show. Today's sponsors, Irving Resources, Novo Resources, El Oro Resources, SK Mining, Timberline Resources, Lion One Metals. And I do want to welcome Reyna Gold Corp as a new sponsor to the show. Reyna Gold has a district-scale gold exploration program underway in northwestern Mexico, where some 50 million ounces of gold have been discovered over the past 30 years or so. The geology is basically an extension of the same system that hosts major amounts of gold in California, Nevada, and Arizona. And most significant of all, from my viewpoint, is the fact that the company has two very strong technical advisors, namely Peter McGow and Douglas Kerwin, advising them. I'm looking forward to interviewing the management of this company on this show, perhaps as early as September 20th. It has been a very tough market for junior exploration companies. There's no doubt about that, as the price of gold has really not kept up with the CPI. Hedge fund manager Kyle Bass made an interesting comment on Adam Taggart's Wealthion interview last week, suggesting that the cryptocurrency crowd has replaced a large percentage of those investors who would otherwise be buying gold. While Kyle says he has about 2% of his family's wealth in gold, he is even much more bullish on the hydrocarbon markets, as well as anything mined from the ground required to electrify the global economy. He suggests that oil and gas stocks are enormously undervalued, and despite record profits for these companies, capital is still flowing out of the oil and gas sector as investors feel intimidated by an increasingly authoritarian Western government system that does not really support the life-sustaining oil and gas industries. The notion that we can go to renewables in Kyle's mind and in the mind of many other thinking people is just sort of absurd. But the winds of geopolitical change are certainly blowing harder and harder. While we in the West allow a rabid teenager like Greta Thunberg to scream at us with her infant temper tantrums to intimidate policymakers into destructive anti-science climate change policies, it seems that adversarial nations like China and Russia are not allowing any climate change rhetoric to destroy their economies. If the West is to survive, we better wake up fast, I think, because a huge number of nations around the world are abandoning the NATO bloc. Mining analyst John Tomazos reported this morning that the number of nations refusing to condemn Russia for its invasion into the Ukraine has increased from 52 on March 2, when Russia started their invasion, to 100 nations by April 7th. And before you become outraged by a refusal of nations to condemn Russia for its actions, it might be a good idea to remember that NATO has gone back on its promise not to add one inch of Eastern European territory after the fall of the Soviet Union. Now, that is something our military-industrial complex doesn't want to remind you of. Of course, that's propaganda, and every nation engages in it. I'm not saying it's unique to the United States. Certainly, Russia has its own propaganda in operation to lead the people to think what they want them to think as well. As David Stockman opined on my show back in March, that sanctioning Russia for going into the Ukraine would be, quote, to quote David, crazy as hell, end of quote, because he said it would hurt the West at least as much as it would hurt Russia. We are learning that David is right about that, as well as about his views on climate change and policies and how that's impacting in a very negative way our economy. Both are rapidly leading to, both of those policies directions are rapidly leading, I would argue, and many do argue, to economic death for the Western world, at least for the masses of people anyway, if not the elites, who all seem to be living pretty much like they always have, while asking the rest of us to sacrifice. Energy is an essential, is probably the most essential commodity for any modern society at this point in time in history, and renewable forms of energy cannot replace hydrocarbons. Some nations are wisely retaining their nuclear policies or returning to those nuclear policies, and that is encouraging, but one wonders if it's not too little too late. Of course, those geopolitical actions, as well as the Biden economic policies of massive deficit spending, is leading to enormous inflation problems that in turn threaten our currency and the existing monetary system, which Russia and China aim to replace. And that leads me to today's show. We've titled today's show, Gold Beats Inflation and Treasury Yields Too. Keith Weiner and Michael Oliver return as guests today. The U.S. government hates gold because its rising price shines a light on the destruction of the dollar caused by the Federal Reserve and the federal government's deficit spending. The detractors of gold have long suggested that owning gold doesn't make sense because it doesn't provide any return on your investment. But they can't say that any longer because Monetary Metals now pays interest to small and large investors with as little as 10 ounces of gold to invest. Through Monetary Metals, investors can lease their gold or lend it and gain much higher real returns than you can get from buying U.S. Treasuries. While the nominal rates of interest received through the Monetary Metals program may be similar to those of Treasuries, gold's purchasing power over the longer term does not decline. So if you receive, say, 2.5% or 3% on your gold lease that you might do through Monetary Metals, unlike investing in treasuries that might give you the same yield, at least what you're getting paid back in, you're going to get paid back in your gold as well as interest is also paid in gold. That will not be a depreciating currency unlike the dollar. The dollar always, over the long run, always loses purchasing power. Since 1913, when the Federal Reserve was created, that has been a fact. Well, there were times, of course, during the Great Depression, when purchasing power actually increased while we still had a gold standard. But absent a gold standard, I feel it's 100% sure to say that your purchasing power will decrease over time. Keith Weiner will be with me to talk about the opportunities at Monetary Metals to gain yield from your gold investments and silver investments too, by the way. He'll be with me in the second half of today's show, and I want to ask Keith also for his forecast on gold. He certainly has a unique perspective on the gold markets that we want to hear about as well. We do have to go to commercial break now, but don't go away because Michael Oliver will be with us right after we come back to give us his latest assessment of the global economy and the markets that he considers to be most important. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Michael Oliver.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Lion One Metals is focused on high-grade gold in Fiji, led by legendary Canadian financier Walter Barakoff. Lion One is permitted for production and drilling for discoveries in one of the most exciting high-grade gold projects in the prolific South Pacific Ring of Fire. Lion One trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LIO and on the OTCQX under the symbol LOMLF. Go to our website at liononemetals.com for more information about Lion One Metals and high-grade gold in Fiji.